Bedtime Stories is recorded and produced in the Coastside Buzz Studios by Michelle Dragony.
The Little Red Hen was read by Lorraine Cerullo. Thanks, Lorraine.
The Little Red Hen, a favorite folktale, pictures by J.P. Miller. Published in 1954 by Golden Books Publishing Company. One summer day, the Little Red Hen found a grain of wheat.
"A grain of wheat," said the Little Red Hen to herself. "I will plant it." She asked the duck, "Will you help me plant this grain of wheat?"
"Not I," said the duck. She asked the goose,
"Will you help me plant this grain of wheat?"
"Not I," said the goose.
She asked the cat,
"Will you help me plant this grain of wheat?"
"Not I," said the cat. She asked the pig,
"Will you help me plant this grain of wheat?"
"Not I," said the pig.
"Then I will plant it myself," said the Little Red Hen, and she did. Soon the wheat grew tall, and the Little Red Hen knew it was time to reap it.
"Who will help me reap the wheat?" she asked.
"Not I," said the duck.
"Not I," said the goose.
"Not I," said the cat.
"Not I," said the pig.
"Then I'll reap it myself," said the Little Red Hen, and she did.
She reaped the wheat, and it was ready to be taken to the mill and made into flour.
"Who will help me carry the wheat to the mill?" she asked.
"Not I," said the duck.
"Not I," said the goose.
"Not I," said the cat.
"Not I," said the pig.
"Then I'll carry it myself," said the Little Red Hen, and she did. She carried the wheat to the mill, and the miller made it into flour. When she got home, she asked,
"Who will help me make the flour into dough?"
"Not I," said the duck.
"Not I," said the goose.
"Not I," said the cat.
"Not I," said the pig.
"Then I will make the dough myself," said the Little Red Hen, and she did. Soon the bread was ready to go into the oven.
"Who will help me bake the bread?" said the Little Red Hen.
"Not I," said the duck.
"Not I," said the goose.
"Not I," said the cat.
"Not I," said the pig.
"Then I will bake it myself," said the Little Red Hen, and she did. After the loaf had been taken from the oven, it was set on the windowsill to cool.
"And now," said the Little Red Hen, "who will help me eat the bread?"
"I will," said the duck.
"I will," said the goose.
"I will," said the cat.
"I will," said the pig.
"No, I will eat it all myself," said the Little Red Hen, and she did.
And she went to bed with a happy tubby and a happy book. The end.